We're continuing. Again, we'll quote a verse and break it up. But you see, if you add midrashim as you break up and explain the verse, then it becomes really interesting, the explanation of each part of the verse. It's not boring at all. They're telling us a lot on each two words. So again, what's the verse? God took us out of Egypt with a powerful hand, with an outstretched arm, with great awe, with signs and wonders. Now, the pasuk as a standalone is so important. But we'll discuss it as we go through it. Ve'yotzi'enu Adonai mi'mitzrayim, God took us out of Egypt. What does this mean? Ve'alidei melech lo adei esraf lo adei ha'shaliach, ela kadosh baruch hu bichvodo ve'atzmo, shnemar ve'avati b'mitzrayim ela adei v'kitik ha'vuchov ve'mitzrayim me'adam ad be'imam v'chol noyim mitzrayim yisrael shvatim ni adonai. God took us out of Egypt. Not an angel, not a seraph angel, not a messenger, Hashem on his own. As the verse says, God says, I'm going through Egypt that night. I'm going to kill all their firstborns from man down to animal. I'm going to punish all their gods. I am Hashem. I run the world. You know what this is like? You know what this is like? The kid comes home and he says, Dad, I haven't told you this before, but there's a kid that every day at lunch he comes and takes my lunch money and then he locks me up in the bathroom and starts pouring toilet water on my head. And then he sticks my head and flushes the toilet on me. And he makes me promise I'm never going to tell you. And the father says, as he's hearing this, one of his sons says, Dad, let me go take care of the kid. And the other kid says, no, let me go take care of the kid. And the father says, no, I'm going to take care of the kid. And the father puts on his jeans, takes his brass knuckles with him, and goes down to the schoolyard to look up a kid. And then he takes the kid and he pulverizes him and says, I'm going to have a word or two with you now. God says, my kids have been beaten up. Their kids have been killed. They have been tortured. They've reached the most insane level of suffering. No angel is taking care of the Egyptians. I'm going down to that yard. I'm going to beat the daylights out of the Egyptians. What does it say? Vayotzi'enu Hashem mi'mitzrayim. The stress is Hashem says, I'm doing this. You're my kids. And that's one of the great messages of tonight. Where Hashem says, this is personal. These are my children you messed around with. I'm getting into the picture. Vayotzi'enu Hashem. Hashem says, I'm not letting any angel go down there and deal with the Egyptians. And that's why Hashem says, I passed through Egypt. I took care of them. And the Medrash says, what is God saying as he runs through Egypt and kills the Egyptians? The Medrash says, the heavenly voice was ringing throughout Egypt. Veni bechori Yisrael. That's my boy you're dealing with. Veni bechori Yisrael. My chosen son is Israel. So a heavenly voice is ringing out throughout Egypt as their firstborns are dropping like flies. But that's the idea. I'm dealing.
Wait, what was that line?
Veni bechori Yisrael. Israel is my firstborn son. Yes.
So, okay. You know who Superman is?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it.
So let's say you have Superman, and you know he has his X-ray vision. So he sees in a bank that there's, they're robbing the bank and they have hostages. So you know, does he go in right away, or does he wait till they kill a couple of the hostages before he goes and saves?
So that goes back to his question. That's a long discussion. Remind me during the meal. We have to discuss it.
We have a meal tomorrow.
That's the two Jewish kids who wrote.
What?
Tomorrow.
It sounds like they have got to keep going. I thought tonight. I'm going to keep going so long as guys have got to keep going.
I got my koach right here.
Okay.
I have my coffee.
I got my
left
in my back pocket.
Hashem says, I will pass through Egypt on this night. So we break down that verse. Ani, it's I, velo malach, without an angel. I will hit the firstborns. Ani, it's going to be me. Velo seraph, no seraph angel. I'll punish the gods of Egypt. Ani velo shaliach, me, no messengers. Ani Hashem, ani hu velo acher, it's me, no other. I'm doing it. Biyad chazaka. So now we go back to the original verse. We said God took us out of Egypt with a powerful hand. Zo hadever. The word and a powerful hand is a reference to pestilence, when the plague dropped dead. Yes, when the cattle dropped dead. Yes.
When Hashem says that it's going to be him and no angel, and
and all this, but then, like, it's the angel of death that kills the firstborn. And, like,
who said?
But they were never reading in the Tanakh. It doesn't phrase it this way. It phrases it that there's another that it's not, you know, Hashem himself that.
Vayhi b'chatzi halayla, v'Hashem hika chol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the verse.
Maybe it's Haggadiah.
Don't know. I just quoted the verse.
Translation.
There's different translations in the different
texts. I just remember looking in the stone. I quoted the verse. You want to tell me something else? Show me inside. I told you the verse. Back to.
Another translation to Hebrew text.
Back to our pasuk. כמו שנאמר, הנה יד השם הויה במקנך אשר בשדה בשרים חמורים ובמלים בבקר ובצאן דבר כבד מאוד. ובזרוע נטויה נעת שצ'יין זו החרב, כמו שנאמר, בחבור שופה בידו נטויה לירושלים. זרוע נטויה is a reference to God's outstretched arm. That's an allusion to the sword where God is coming out to destroy the enemies. ובמורה גדול with great oars או גילוי שכינה. That's the idea that God made a great revelation in Egypt, as the verse says, where Hashem says, I did this all opposite your eyes. So here you see a phenomenal concept. The Medrash is learning. Guys, listen closely. The Haggadah is learning that when Hashem did the plague of the firstborn, there was an element of prophecy that Israel saw that it was God doing it. Le'einecho, you saw it. Meaning, you could sit there in Egypt and say, I wonder what they ate for supper tonight. Maybe God put something in their milk, in their chicken soup, in their cabbage. I don't know. No, the people were sitting in Egypt, and they witnessed, and they saw, and they all knew that it was God that brought the plague of the firstborn. And that's why the plague of the firstborn is a pivotal moment in our faith in Hashem as well. There are a few pivotal moments. We say, Makas Bechoros, Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimar Har Sinai. There are moments where we say the people saw it was God doing it. Uveo taught with wondrous things. Zamateh. That's a reference to Moshe's staff. Moshe Namaz, the verse says, God says, take that staff. And that staff was a phenomenal staff. A staff that came from the Garden of Eden. A staff that had engraved on it. Moshe's staff had engraved on it Tetzach Adash Be'achav, the acronym of the 10 plagues. Even before the 10 plagues, in the Garden of Eden, you have this staff. Moshe has that staff with him. That's the staff with which he does the miracles, and much more to be discussed at a different time.
Wait, you said that that Har Sinai and Makas Bechorot, and did you also say Kriyat Yamsu?
Correct. Uve Mofetim, and wondrous things, Adam. That's referring to the blood. K'mo sh'nemar, v'natim ofti b'shmayim v'aretz, dam esh v'timrot ashan. God says, I'll do wondrous things. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Now, we have a tradition that when we say these three words, and at this point we should all have plates under our cups, under our goblets. Okay. So let's hand out plates. We should have had them from the beginning of the Seder.
We got a tablecloth.
No. You should do it on our
right. Right. You're taking baths?
Thank you very much.
The Afikomen?
Thank you very much.
I don't know where it is, man. Someone already
They stole my Afikomen. I should call the police. Yeah. I'm not giving you guys as hard a time as I give my kids when they steal the Afikomen. I don't know if that's fair of me.
How are you doing?
Mr. Fliegler, you are the prime suspect right now.
Mr. Fliegler.
Who's Fliegler?
Yes. Dove Fliegler right here.
Okay.
He is the prime suspect.
Yosef, what's his name was last year? Why am I saying that? It's being recorded.
Mr. Fliegler. You can try to change the subject,
yes,
but I am not going to go so easy on you.
I sent you a picture on Facebook of you reading the ransom note.
Right, last year there was a ransom note.
Yes. It was under the Disha Meitavim, I believe it was.
Ah.
Okay.
No, no. Ah, you hit it. I don't know where you hit it. Okay. Mr. Fliegler. After all these years, you steal my afikomen. Okay. Not even a little bit of guilt? Think about it. What? Mr. Fliegler, taking my afikomen just like that? Okay. My kids don't crack under the guilt trip either. So when we say these three words, Dam Veish V'Timrot Ashan, so we have a tradition that we take out a little bit of wine from our cup. We stick our pinky in, or some people stick their pointer finger in, and they say, Dam Veish V'Timrot Ashan. Now, if you're squeamish about sticking your finger into the grape juice, you can pour out a little bit. You can just do three pours. But you should know that in most traditional homes, people do stick their finger in and take out. So if you can get over it, you should.
What do you mean the va'esh? I just see dom. Dom va'esh?
We're on page 36. Okay, now the Medrash is going to analyze that verse that says God did it with a powerful hand, outstretched arm, great awe, and signs and wonders. And the Medrash will learn that each of those refers to two of the 10 plagues, and being that there are five terms, so that Medrash is referring, that verse is referring to all 10. So that's what the Medrash is going to say now. Davar acher, an alternate understanding is, the Yad Chazaka with a powerful hand is two plagues, shtayim. Ubizvan Diyan Asher Sharm is shtayim, another two plagues. Umuah Gadol, great awe, shtayim, another two plagues. Uvotot and signs is another two. Uvmoftim is another two. And now we get to the other part of that Gada, where we've really moved chronologically, and we're up to the plagues and the Exodus. Watch. The following are the 10 plagues that God brought on the Egyptians in Egypt. And we recount them, and with each plague, we take out a little bit of wine from our cup. And one of the things we're showing the children is that we are not celebrating that the Egyptians suffered. On the contrary, with every plague, we take out a drop of wine. We're celebrating our redemption. We're celebrating that we became free men. We're celebrating that we're no longer suffering under them. We're celebrating that God made signs to make it clear to us that He's running the world. We're celebrating that God took us out of Egypt in a powerful way, not in a squeamish way where we slid out in the middle of the night. We're celebrating a lot of things, but we are not celebrating that they suffered. As much as they did us harm, we don't sit here and say, oh great, we're so happy for every bit of their suffering. No, that's not what we're doing. And that's why we take out a little bit of wine for each plague that we mention.
Isn't there a part of the Haggadah where we say like, oh, this one suffered 10 times in the...
We're about to get to that. Yes. Dam Sefardeya Kinin Arov Dever Shechin Barad Arbe Choshech Makat Bechorot. Notice the plague of the firstborn is called Makat Bechorot. So the simple understanding is, because that was really a plague. That's why we stress it was Makat Bechorot, the plague of the firstborn. But the Medrash says that it was a dual plague, because when the Egyptians heard that on that night their firstborns would die, so the firstborns arranged a protest, a mass protest in Cahir Square. And they came in hordes and thousands and tens of thousands, and they started storming the palace gates and said, Pharaoh, let the Jews go. We don't want to die. And Pharaoh got his secret police out there on their horse with clubs and bottles and swords. And the firstborns, well, they weren't no wimps. Part of them were also part of the Secret Service. So they also got on their horses with clubs and swords. And a civil war erupted in Egypt on the eve of Passover. And so you had mass slaughter going on. And you had a massive war going on the day before we left. Makat Bechorot, that's why it's called the smiting of the firstborn. Because the firstborn were fighting for their lives, telling the rest of Egypt, let the Jews go. But they didn't win. Rabbi Yehuda, the great Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, Hayanoten Mem Simanim. he would give us a sign, an acronym, that would help us remember the 10 plagues. And again, we take out wine as we say the acronym, Ditzach, that stands for Dam Tzvar De'akinim, Adash, Arov De'Bershchin, Be'achav, Baranar Be'choshech and Be'choros. And now, we're up to the part of the Agada where I really fly through it. And what we're going to analyze now is how many components were there to each of the plagues. And we're going to do two things. We're going to quote a verse that describes that the plagues in Egypt were called God's finger. And then it says that by the splitting of the sea, Israel saw God's great hand. So the assumption is that at the sea, the Egyptians suffered five times as much as they did in Egypt. Now, when we read through this, it seems a little bit irrelevant. Like, how bad was it in Egypt? Was each plague composed of one plague? Was each plague composed of four plagues? Was each plague composed of five plagues? So then, either you had 10 plagues in Egypt, or you had 10 that were really 40, or you had 10 that were really 50. And then by the sea, you either had 5 times 10, or 5 times 40, or 5 times 50. So it doesn't make a huge difference to us, does it? But if you think about it, it really has a very interesting meaning, because what does it mean? It means we know what the 10 plagues were in Egypt, but now let's fast forward. We're standing by the Yam Suf. The Egyptians have suffered the 10 plagues, and they didn't give up. The army is behind Paro, and they're saying, what we do? We let the Jews go. We had such good servants, these big muscle men. We need them back. And they're standing there by the sea, and suddenly all their water turns to blood. Only it's five times as bad as it was in Egypt. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. Maybe it means that even the mucus in their eyes turned to blood. Yeah, maybe it means... I don't know.
Happening?
It says, what we're about to read, is that by the Yam Suf, they got each plague five times as bad as it was in Egypt. So you have one day, right, where you don't have one plague, you have all 10 five times as bad, and the Egyptians don't do an about face. Imagine what that means. Their cattle are dropping like flies, worse than the plague. They're water is turning to blood five times as bad. They're grasshoppers, frogs, wild animals attacking them. It's turning into darkness, only it's five times as bad. They're firstborn, they're old people. People are dropping like flies, and they don't turn back. They don't turn back. They're standing by the Yam Suf, and they're getting five times as bad. And that's when they stop and they say, I got to run, because, you know, I realize God is fighting for the Jews, and by then it's too late. The Yam Suf comes crashing down on them. But that's where these ideas that we read about how bad the 10 plagues were and then how bad it was by the sea, it gives us a little bit of an insight into the tremendous anti-Semitism that was running in their veins. They wanted us so badly, they were willing to put up with such terrible suffering, but only to get us back. So that's what we're about to read now. And I fly through this part of the Agadah. I just summarize. I read, and in the translation I summarize. Yes?
How'd they have Makot Bechorot again?
I don't know. That's what I said. Maybe they were dropping like flies. Maybe it just means the eldest dropped dead. Not sure what it means.
No, it's about the second eldest, because the first eldest is already dead.
I meant the eldest present.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yossi of Galilee says, how do you know that the Egyptians had 10 plagues in Egypt and 50 plagues by the sea? In Egypt, it says, the sorcerers tell Pharaoh, this is a finger of God. By the sea, it says, Israel saw it was God's great hand. So you see that in Egypt, 10 plagues are called God's finger. Then by the sea, if it's God's hand, so you have five fingers and hands, that means there were 50 plagues. Rabbi Eliezer says, Minayin, how do you know that every plague was composed of four plagues? Because it says God sent against them his wrath, his anger, his indignation, and Sarah, and an emissary, messengers of evil angels. So you say, Evra, his anger, one. Zam, his wrath, two. Tzara, three. Mishlachat Malachi Ra'im, four. So then that means that the plagues are each called all four. Each plague has four components. Okay. One component of anger, one of wrath, one of tzara, one of angels. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Because the term charona po also should count as one. So it turns out that there are five components. Charona po, which is one type of anger. Then evra is a second type of anger. Then zam is a third type of anger. Then tzara and then mishlach malakei reim. So you end up having five components to each plague in Egypt. And then 250 components to the plagues by the sea. Okay, so those are the three shittos.